This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. carbon emissions fell. They declined by 1.8% in 2023, according to new data out this week from the Business Council for Sustainable Energy and Bloomberg. But as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, there's still a long way to go to meet the climate goals of the U.S. and the world.
Most of the reduction in emissions is coming from one place, says David Victor, a professor of innovation and public policy at UC San Diego.
The power sector is doing almost all the work.
And it's been doing that by generating electricity with a different fossil fuel.
The really big impact has been gas competing with coal.
Gas has gotten really cheap, so power companies are burning it instead of coal. But renewables, especially solar, wind, and battery storage, are playing larger roles in our energy mix, too. And they're also not as expensive as they used to be, says Melissa Lott, a professor at Columbia University's Climate School.
It's also just economics. These technologies are cheap. These fuels are cheap. And so we're using more of them.
Policy decisions to use cleaner energy at the federal, state, and local levels are a factor too, Lott says. Recent policies, including the Inflation Reduction Act, but older ones too.
What we're seeing, I find really encouraging, in that actions we've taken over the last decade, we're starting to see the impacts of those things.
But power plant emissions are only one slice of the pie. The biggest slice is transportation, and emissions from cars, trucks, planes, and trains actually went up 0.5% last year.
There's an increase in flights, there's an increase in truck driving, but then also an increase in personal transport.
Sonia Carley is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. She says decarbonizing millions of personal vehicles is a lot harder than cutting emissions from the country's thousands of power plants.
If you think about all of the vehicle fleets, they're owned by so many more people. It's a much more decentralized kind of decision-making.
But even though transportation emissions rose closer to pre-pandemic levels, they did not reach them, the report found. Lisa Jacobson takes that as a win. She's president of the Business Council for Sustainable Energy, which co-sponsored the report.
And the fact that we didn't do that is a signal that we have more efficient vehicles and we have more electric vehicles on the market for consumers.
Getting even more of them on the road will take time and money, she says, but tax breaks and other policies are already spurring investment.
We can expect that investments we're making today are going to pay off in terms of emissions reductions into the future.
And we'll need to speed up those reductions, Jacobson says, to reach the country's goals and prevent the worst effects of climate change. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.